There are some truths that we've learned from experience. The consequence of authentic prayer is love. And the consequence of love and compassion is feeling the suffering of others. And the consequence of feeling the suffering of others is active service. And the consequence of active service is a clear conscience. And the consequence of a clear conscience is peace, the natural state of being human. And the consequence of peace is a sense of gratitude. And the consequence of gratitude is a sense of expression of prayerfulness, which reinforces love, which reinforces caring for others, which reinforces a clear conscience, which reinforces peace, which reinforces gratitude. And in each spiral of this pattern, we are strengthened and informed of a great mystery that gives us this very breath. So, there are those who believe that it is the nature of things to be in conflict. There are those who believe that peace can be obtained by the preparation for war and destruction. There are those who believe that the pursuit of selfish indulgence will bring them peace. The fact is that they're wrong. That is the wrong bus. I just returned from a pilgrimage to Greenland with an interfaith gathering in Greenland. Audrey was with this part of the interfaith gathering. And we observed these false notions impact on the peace and harmony of the natural world, the gift that God has given us. I personally observed where a mound of ice was about 200 feet high, and 10 years ago it was a mile high. I observed billions of gallons of water that had been properly frozen for possibly millions of years melting and flowing into the oceans, never to be pure again. I observed huge hunks of ice the size of buildings crashing into these rivers. The scale of this destruction boggles the imagination. And whilst we're not cooperating to protect this sacred treasure of creation, we're modernizing nuclear arsenals and brandishing weapons of extraordinary destruction to accelerate the destruction. Why is this happening? It is happening because human beings have forgotten the most pleasurable of human experiences, the pattern that I described, a sense of prayerfulness, the sacred, which leads to a sense of compassion and love, which leads to naturally caring for others, which leads to serving them, which leads to a clear conscience, which leads to peace. And this principle works amongst nations when we care for one another, and it works in families, and then one experiences the power of peace, because within it is the power of understanding and wisdom that lets us know that we live together forever. Imagine that when we see each other, we're all blessed by the same power that gives us life, the mystery of the light of the soul, that says we're here forever together, so we might as well love each other. The choice is simple. We can